Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundrie with our update for May 5th, 2005. As you can probably see from the chart, the new T was confirmed with a significant market junctures noted on the chart, which we will discuss. And in a second part, I would like to discuss decision point indicator. And I have placed a link down at my web links, which is the last link. It takes you to the RIDEX cash flow indicator. The RIDEX family of funds has bull and bear funds, and basically what it does is it calculates the flow of money between the bear funds that make money on the downside and the bull funds that make money on the upside. And it's used as a contrary opinion article indicator, and it suggests that we are at a major intermediate low as per the 39-week moving average, which normally sees the 39-week moving average pullback as a bull market bottom. And so we would think that the short-range T is very likely to be bullish, but you have to have plans for in case something goes wrong. Now, looking at the details for the daily chart, which is contained here, we see that the cash buildup line of 5 months plus brought us down to an oversold condition, which was suggested by the selling climax to the zigzag projection low. We've seen the rising bottoms with patterns which did show some accumulation coming up to the last couple of days. And then the market breakout of the blue volume oscillator below the declining tops trend line, compliments of Kirk Kerkorian's interest in General Motors, has started us to clearly define the T. It's usually safer to put the center post of the T back into the most oversold condition of the oscillator, and so that gives me a slightly smaller T. It could be that the T should be closer to the right, of the, which would be the second bottom for the market around the 1140 level. But just to be on the safe side, we just make the T a little bit short, and we'll be using the channels by the time we get out to the projected peak, which is some four or five months from now. Main concern here is whether the T is the bullish type, which means that it can drive a sustainable uptrend through the right-hand side. Tentatively concluded based on the readings in the RIDEX indicator that it probably is, but we have at least some minimum upside conditions to make, and they're noted in the chart. As I have remarked in the past, there is a minimum 55% retracement usually seen between in the initial rally of the new T when the trend is the most fresh and you have you're coming out of an oversold condition. Right now you notice that the S&P is coming up to the black 55-day moving average, which is likely to provide a little bit of resistance. That's 1174, and we're at 1175, so you know we're right on it. So you may see some resistance, but generally speaking, you do see a 50% correction between the lows at 1140 and the ill highs, which were above 1220, and so we should get up above that. Also, the real thrust up is usually 5 days, maybe 6 days, and we, if you can look, count the little dots in the line, we're in the third day as of Wednesday's close, so we should be peaking Friday, Monday, and that is the that would get us to the 5 to 6 days, and presumably it's going to get us to the 50% ratio. Now, what happens thereafter is depending on whether the T has the momentum to carry all the way through the right-hand side. And the rule here is that if you, a pretty simple rule is that if you make a pretty good peak in here, that is a very high momentum peak, you probably will, as a minimum, even in the bullish case, pull back until the volume oscillator gets to the zero line. And then if the market is in a bullish mode, it will take off from that point in time. So first thing we need to do is see if the how high the peak goes. We're going to guess that in 5 or 6 days we're going to see a momentum peak anyway. It may top out a little bit longer than that, but then the next step would be come back to the zero line. If everything holds at the zero line and we turn up again, then you're pretty sure you're in a bullish T. So that, but I happen to be of that opinion right now. Now let's turn to the RIDEX ratios as an indicator to kind of help us with this problem of whether we're at a full intermediate term oversold condition or not. As you can see, the point is that you're trying to come up with a contrary opinion indicator that says that you're sold out. In other words, all of bearishness has been played into the market consistent with history. The problem with finding these indicators is that they are sometimes based on investment advisors, or they're investment on options or some other facet, is that they don't give predictable points for the maximum downside. Now, you'll see that decision point, which I take the service, which is $20 a month, has done a very original work on the RIDEX cash flow indicator. What they found out is that in the RIDEX family, there's the bull funds and there's the bear funds, and you can't really tell whether the market is sold out by looking at the amount of money in the bear fund versus the bull fund. You don't get consistency at intermediate term lows. However, if they measure the cash flow, which is their own proprietary technique, between the bull funds and the bear funds, they do find that there is a consistency in the extremes that in that tutorial, which you can read over, depends on whether you're in a bull market or a bear market. We have made for a bull market, which is based on the long-term advanced clientes, a drop into the an excessive cash flow into the bear fund, which suggests that all the bears are fully loaded into the bear fund, and therefore there's a ripe turn for a bullish T. Now, if you also if you do get the service, you're probably going to get some other charts there too. And one of the interesting ones to me was just the cash flow into the RIDEX bear fund. And that actually makes T's, and it's a nice sideways moving indicator. And if you draw a T into the last low, which occurred some weeks ago, which is while the market was making a top, you'll see that the cash flow into the RIDEX fund has been rising in the right side of a T, which is now just topping out, and that suggests that the cash flow into the RIDEX bear fund is now peaking. And the reason that we interpretation as to why people will not put more money into the RIDEX bear fund is simply that the market's turned around. And it does appear that that is a sustainable turnaround, because now all that money that's in the bear fund is going to have to be pushed out into the bull fund, and that takes some number of weeks, and that's what we're talking about as far as the T going up. So to summarize, we have a new T courtesy of Mr. Kurt Kerkorian's bringing attention to the idea that there could be some value in the stock that's universally hated, General Motors. You do see strength in Google. We would be hopeful to see some kind of a turnaround technology, because you can't make a bullish T without the technology groups showing some particularly speculative technology from doing something else. But we're going to just take it one week at a time, and we're looking for that peak. And the higher you go, the longer you stay up, the better off. But the volume oscillator, as a minimum, does have to come down to the zero line before another stage takes place. I won't have any time to answer any comments today, but I will get to those next week. Thank you very much.